welcome to our Zurich Risk Insights podcast. This series is all about climate change. I'm your host, Roisin Geraghty, and in this episode, I'm joined by Jen Clark, Risk Analyst with Zurich Risk Engineering, to discuss how climate change is affecting windstorms.
Hi there.
Hi, Jen. So how has climate change affected windstorms?
Well, we're certainly seeing more extreme weather, particularly flooding, but the UK climate report points out that there's currently no trends in windstorm or storminess we're seeing in the UK. It's been 33 years since the great storm of October 1987, and as such, these are rarer events compared to flooding, but we must still be prepared to ensure the safety of everyone. The 1987 storm took place in the early hours of the morning. If those winds had reached their peak during morning rush hour, the outcome would likely have been much, much worse.
So what kind of risks does a windstorm cause?
Major storms with hurricane force winds can impact whole regions, causing loss of power, massive transport disruption, damage to buildings and equipment such as roof mounted machinery and plant. You know, for example, solar panels, which are in much greater use than compared to 1987. In some ways, COVID has prepared us for the next great storm, as so many more of us are working from home. It's still important to plan and prepare for such events, especially to ensure the safety of everyone you're responsible for.
So obviously wind causes damages to building, but what are the other risks besides building damage?
Windborne debris, liability from falling debris, business interruption if your site is somehow blocked or inaccessible due to the damage. There's also the risk to staff who could be travelling to or from work in the weather event. In 2007, Winter Storm Carol peaked at a rush hour and that resulted in 13 deaths.
So in the UK, is it just coastal areas that are likely to be impacted?
No, not at all. I mean, although the coast bears the brunt of the wind in the UK, that's not the only place that we can see extreme wind and damage. If you just think of the wind tunnel effect created by high-rise buildings in places like the City of London on a moderate day, the most recent analysis by the Met Office has shown that strong winds are shifting further north into inland areas.
So what are some actions that organisations can take?
High winds will find any weak spots in roof coverings, so carrying out visual inspections of your roof for any loose tiles, damaged areas of flat roofing and loose flashing, and getting those repaired will really go a long way to reducing the risk of damage. Studies of severe windstorms show conclusively that windstorm-related damage can be minimised or prevented with an organised plan of action before, during and after a storm. So putting together a windstorm emergency response plan will help businesses understand the risks at their location by assessing the buildings, the steps that they can take to secure them from damage, such as moving critical stock, ensuring that drains and gutters are clear of debris, and any loose external items are either secured or moved indoors. It'll also help them to plan how to safely bring their site back online following a large storm event. Signing up for local weather alerts, such as regional Met Office warnings, is really important, as it will give businesses the chance to assess the risk and trigger plans in a timely manner. And fallen trees can also cause a huge amount of damage to buildings and infrastructure, and it's recommended that any significant trees are inspected on a regular basis by a tree surgeon. I'm not sure if you knew, but in 1987, the Great Storm uprooted 15 million trees.
Oh my word, that's an enormous amount of trees. What's the main challenge when preparing for a windstorm?
Strong winds or such strong storm events are really difficult to predict. Strong gusts are really localised in nature. So one street could see a really significant impact and the next street could be relatively unaffected. So being prepared is key. Having that plan in place to make sure that buildings and people are kept as safe as possible. It can be really difficult to know where to start, but there are a good number of templates and checklists available online that will give a really good framework. A risk topic covering windstorm emergency response plans is available on our Zurich.com website.
Fantastic. So one final question. We know that actions taken by organisations and governments are key to tackling climate change, but we can all do something. What's one thing that you do at home to try and be more sustainable?
We've really focused on buying local. We get our milk glass bottles, our veg comes from the local farm, our fish from the fishmonger. It's massively reduced the amount of single-use plastic that we've got coming into the house, and I can cycle to them all too, so it's a great health benefit.
That's a fantastic bonus. Jen, thank you so much for being on our podcast. We hope you have enjoyed listening to this episode in our series. And for more information on other climate risks, check out the other episodes.